Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh, I see your little victories. You're texting them in right now, and I appreciate them. Sarah in Menominee Falls said her little victory is that her kids are out of school and they're going to have a fun summer. Okay. You're one of the moms who's excited about your kids being out of school. That's exciting. We always start in the show with little victories, just a way to root for you. My little victory is I'm kid free today. Ha! Ha! You're excited about your kids? I'm kid free. Now what, Sarah? No, yesterday Owen and Hudson came in. It's fun. I love it when they're on the air, but you know, It's exhausting having your kids at work. I'm not going to lie. So DZ's back today, and that's my other little victory. He'll be back again for What Would DZ Do? So it's been a delight. He stays on as long as he can make it until he taps out. So we'll see how long he goes today. So Sarah, thanks for texting in. You can always send in your little victories or call him in or leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So yesterday for the question of the day, I read an email I got from a woman who wanted to know if we take our phones into the bathroom because she said she does not. And we all were just like, who doesn't take their phone in the bathroom? Like, what do you do? What do you do when you go in there? Well, that must have inspired Carl and Indy because he sent me another email yesterday. Carl, I see you. I see you over here. He says he has a question of the day and he wants to know if people do this. Where do you guys shop is what he wants to know. Do you buy new or used clothes and electronics, etc.? Okay, Carl and Indy, I'm going to read what you wrote me. You said, it was just a question I came up with because I shop at Goodwill a lot. I buy my clothes used and sometimes new at the store. It was just a suggestion. You should ask on the show. I want to know, since other people email you about the question of the day, everything, can you either buy new or used depending on your budget, Carl and Indy? Okay, Carl, I support this. And you know what? It's a fair question because when I was losing all my weight, my 150 pounds, which I lost in 2019, I was just telling a guy this the other day that I met online. Yes, on a dating app. I was telling him, he was like, you lost 150 pounds. I'm like, yeah. I guess I just thought everybody knew, but it's been 6 years. And if you don't listen to the show or you don't, you know anything about Kiss, I lost 150 pounds. And when I was going through that, it took me about a year on keto from 2019. And then I ended, well, it was 2018 to 2019. I bought so many clothes at Goodwill, you guys, and they were cute because I was losing so much weight that I didn't want to invest in clothes. It was like the next thing you know, I was another size smaller. So I did buy a ton of clothes at Goodwill when I was losing weight. I'm also supportive of any secondhand store, Carl. It doesn't have to be Goodwill because Hudson was telling me, I said it on the show, but Hudson told me that for Father's Day, their stepmom took them to some thrift store in Menominee Falls. It was not a Goodwill, but it was some secondhand store. And he was like, Mom, they had TVs for $30. And I'm like, yes, Hudson, TVs are getting older, but it's also because it's a secondhand store. And so he was really excited. He got something for his dad, and that was what he gave him for Father's Day. And he told me what it was. I don't know, something. He's like, Dad, he got like Matchbox cars or something. He's like, Dad loved them, but I know he was just supposed to say that, which is such a Hudson line, my 11-year-old. So, do you guys buy new, used, a little bit of both? I feel like I'm a little bit of both because I have no problem buying secondhand stuff. And, not at all. Plus, some people will say if you're going to go into a secondhand store like a Goodwill or a place where people, you know, have donated or refurbished things, some people will say you really have to dig. You really have to dig. 414-533-1037. That if you're going to go into those stores and you want to come out excited, that you kind of have to look around for the deal. And I get that. You might find something worth something buried. You might find something that, you know, you could clean up and it would be worth something. I totally get that. So where are you guys shopping? New or used? Carl, you're the one who wrote in. You better call for this one. I'm just saying.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So it was inspired by our very own Carl from Indy, who listens on the Odyssey app. He's been in Wisconsin for a hot minute because his parents are up here, but he normally listens from Indy, okay? And he wrote in, sent me an email and said he wanted to know if people shop secondhand, if they go to Goodwill, how do they buy their clothes and electronics and things like that. Kylie in Caledonia texted in to 414-533-1037. She said, I love buying used clothing. I hit a Goodwill and find the treasures, especially for my kids. Once upon a child is the way to go. I would never buy the new clothing as they spill and play outside and get all their clothes dirty and grow so fast. Girl, I know. It's hard to buy new things like clothes for kids because they really do destroy them. I'm going to go straight to the phones and talk to Carrie this morning in New Berlin. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Girl, so you said not only do you do rummage sales, basically. Not only do you do thrifts, you do the rummage.
So I, like you, also have lost a lot of weight. I lost over 100 pounds.
Hell yes. So, you know what, girl? Yes. Good job.
I sold a lot of my clothes through my rummage sale, and then I'm like, well, why not go on rummage sales? But I also hit up Marketplace, too. Mm. A lot of people sell clothes on Marketplace.
You know what? It's the new Goodwill. I mean, a lot of people don't even go into secondhand stores. They just live on Marketplace, you know?
Right. Right, and I found, like, and that if you hit, like, the nice areas of the rummage sale areas, you can find some really good clothes.
If you go to the bigger house areas, like they do on trick-or-treating, is that what you're hitting
at? Yeah, Heartland, Delafield.
Go west.
Go west.
Or north.
Right.
The exactly, North Shore, exactly. Darling.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Okay, well.
I have also spent $70 on a pair of jeans from Marisa's, too. So, I mean, I've done both.
Girl, yeah. You know what? Yeah, hell yeah. Same. Because I tell you what, I too have paid too much for clothes, but I've also gone to rummages and Goodwill and secondhand stores and done the same. So I'm with you. You say rummages is where it's at, though, Carrie. Love it.
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
Say less. All right. Thanks for calling.
You have a good day.
You too, girl. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next up, we got Shea and Waylon. He's 7 in Wabaca. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Oh, hi, Waylon. Okay, so what do you want to chime in on this, huh? Are you doing secondhand shopping? You buy things new? What's your vibe?
We kind of do all of it.
Go on.
We do a lot of them. We do rummage sales, mm-hmm. and we do other shops like Walmart and Target.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know what? I shouldn't say that. You're 7. You know what, Waylon? Waylon, did your mom train you well on how to find the good deals, honestly?
Yes.
Yeah, have you found anything amazing? And your mom can answer this, too, if she wants. What do you think the best thing you've ever found? Or did you find a toy that blew you away at a rummage sale, Waylon? Come on. Something.
Not really.
Ah! Not even a bike? Or like the slip and slide? Oh, geez. All right, fine. I thought maybe you'd have something wild to share with us. Well, Waylon, you and your mom are a delight. Have a great time up in Wapaka, okay?
Okay, you too.
Oh, so cute. All right, bye. Ah, kids are the cutest. So cute. Last but not least, we're talking about how do you shop? Do you do secondhand? Do you buy everything full price? What is your vibe when you go shopping? Last but not least, she's on the phone. You can text or call to 414-533-1037. OG Lori at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer. She said, girl, I've been shopping and doing this my whole life. Back up and let me talk.
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Lori. All right. What's your vibe? You everything secondhand, a little bit of both?
You know, I'm the same as what my mother taught me to be. We got a couple new outfits and new shoes for school, but everything else was thrift store. And I did the same for my kids. I've been thrift shopping for 40 years.
And does anybody ever notice when you buy things secondhand?
Not at all.
Never, never. I'm telling you, I wore things I got secondhand during my weight loss at Goodwill in commercials. In commercials. Like, people wouldn't even know. They see me on TV, I'm like, Goodwill, baby.
And I donate a ton of stuff to Goodwill.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
I donate a ton of stuff, and it's like, my best score was a Vera Wang purse for $10. Brand new, tag still on it.
Girl!
It was great.
Now we're talking about the best finds you've ever found at a resale store. $10 for a Vera Wang? Are you kidding me, Lori?
Nope. And it was beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Well, Kat in Milwaukee texted in and said, I do love a good thrift find. I do work in retail and I get a discount, but I do love the clearance section. You know what, Kat? The clearance section. What is it? Why do we get such a high, Lori, when we go and we find a deal, and then I have to tell everybody about it?
Because, you know, everybody. It's the art of the deal. We all have that, you know, I want to get a good deal. You have that competitiveness in you.
Yes.
And if you look, you can find it. Mm-hmm. I got a pair of leather boots one time for $30. They were originally $120.
Oh, this
never worn.
Wait a second. This is like the North Face boots I got on clearance that I went off about all winter, and I could not stop talking about it because they have been amazing, and they were brand new, and I got them on clearance. So you know what? Maybe I'm going to change my answer and say, I'm not a secondhand shopper. I'm a clearance girl, Lori.
That's fair, but you know, When I'm spending $30,
yeah,
but I'm saving $80,
girl,
to me, that's like, score, I got $80 more to spend.
You know what? I'll meet you for coffee. We'll talk about all our deals. Hold on, Lori.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
He's back. DZ, good morning.
Epa, buenos
dias. Buenos dias. So I'm excited to have you back because we got a message from a guy who needs your help. He wants to know how to get his friends to stop making fun of him.
What do you mean making fun of? His friends are just like ribbing?
They're making fun of him for being a stay-at-home dad. All right, so this is what he said. You know, guys, these old school dudes. He said, DZ, I need help. He said, I'm sick and tired of my guy friends making fun of me for being a stay-at-home dad. I've told them and they just continue to do it. We have 4 kids, my wife and I, and anyone with kids knows it's not worth it to both work if they're little. Childcare just washes out your salary.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm staying at home until they're all in school. My wife makes more, so it just made sense that she would be the one to keep working when we made this decision. We're in our 30s now. If you hear the babies, that's DZ's babies. We're in our 30s now, and he said, are they ever going to grow up? How do I express to them that it really bothers me? DZ, help me. So his friends do not respect that he chose to be a stay-at-home dad, but he's like, yeah, and? But they won't stop making fun of him, which is such a toxic masculinity thing, man. Such a toxic masculinity thing.
It's not even toxic. That's just how males have relationships. Quite frankly, you have to rib your friends. And I'm not saying that this is an exact science of every man is like this, because clearly he doesn't like to be made fun of.
Right.
And there is a threshold where you're like, all right, fellas, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Your homies will know when it's really enough.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all are in your 30s, Man, if you don't clean up that house, brush up them toilets, do something as a stay-at-home daddy, take care of them kids, and if you don't daddy daycare the situation and own up to it like
Throw
a
the
G?
Hell up, yeah.
What?
Well, it sounds like he's trying. He's being like, yeah, and then the guys, this. Do you get new friends at some point? Okay, if you're a guy, this is a real question for you, DZ. Do guys do this like in your, as long as you're alive, are they rude and mean to each other? Is this just like a thing, or is this just when you're younger? Do they ever grow up? I don't feel like all dudes act like this.
Men are always going to continue for the history of as long as men exist.
We're going to rib
each other. We're going to make fun of each other. We're going to goof on each other. But we're also going to support each other when it's really like that. I don't know if people have ever really thought of how male relationships are made, but it's almost like you're always in constant competition.
Yeah.
There isn't really a downtime where you get to just be as guys. You're always joking about something. You're always constantly doing something. Male relationships are based off of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that activity is making fun of one another. That is one of the most classic pastimes. And he's just feeling it a little hard because maybe he's, unfortunately, he's putting some of his own emotions in some of their jokes because he might wish he was at work. He might not wish to really be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah,
and I understand that fully.
Amen.
Everybody should have a desire to work and do that for themselves, not whether you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, stay-at-home parent.
Well, some stay-at-home parents, that builds their confidence because they love that and they thrive at that. I would go right into the gutter, man. I could never be a stay-at-home parent. I'd be in my pajamas and I would stop showering, DZ. I'm keeping it real. So
I would do it. I think we've had this conversation passing before. I would love to be a stay-at-home parent.
Totally.
I would thrive as a stay-at-home parent, in my personal opinion. Now, under the circumstance that I'm in, being a stay-at-home parent, that doesn't qualify. I'm not able to do parent things right now. My wife just has another grown child that she's got to take care of at the moment.
Well, DZ, you did just have surgery. I hear you. So your advice is let them make fun of you, basically, these guys.
Unfortunately, yeah. I just got to cut it like that. And if anybody's got better advice, please, because you just got to let it happen. I would just joke back, be like, yeah, baby, and the aprons on the Amazon car is going to be here on, you know, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know, man. I don't got Prime.
Stephanie and Kenosha texted in and said they're jealous. Anybody would love to stay home. Well, I mean, yes, Stephanie, but unless you're like I just said, you have no drive, but they might be jealous. She might be on to something because you can call or text 414-533-1037. Honestly, DZ, now that I'm thinking about it, these guys don't want to work either. That's what it is. They think he's on vacation.
Nobody wants to work. They haven't figured out that that's actually the sweet move. You can do whatever you want when you're home with the kids.
I used to love going to work when they were little because it was a break. It wasn't that I didn't love my kids, but taking care. And he's got four, please. All right. You know what?
Yeah,
414. 533-1037. Four is crazy, right?
Admit four is it. Egregious. Okay.
If
two is just the perfect enough that when you are a parent by yourself with the kids, you can manage.
Exactly.
Anything more than that, I think it's a little hectic. Four, uh-uh. No.
Oh, man, I'd be nuts.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So DZ is back. He had knee surgery, but he's trying to do a little bit at a time, DZ. And today's What Would DZ Do? A guy wrote in and he wanted to know what to do, DZ, because he's a stay-at-home dad of four kids and his friends won't stop making fun of him. And he's like, dude, I'm in my 30s. Like, are my friends ever going to knock it off?
And what's happening is just, it's quintessential, bro. The friends are literally just going, this guy's a good dad. This man takes care of his household. This guy loves his children.
He's taking it personally. He can't get out of his feelings. He's like,
yeah, fair. Fair, though.
I mean, he's going, why are my friends always ripping on me? Rude. But I don't think it's far off. Stephanie and Kenosha said they might be jealous. She's not far off on that one.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't think so, but maybe. I think guys are just going to be guys and always give you the rib and joke with you and make fun of you. And unfortunately, that's just the lay of the land, but that's my opinion.
Well, David is in East Troy this morning. Let's see what he has to say. David.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's David.
David, DZ's back. Say hello.
That's right.
All right.
What's going on, David, man? Come on, talk to us.
David, come on.
You could go two different ways with this as I'm sitting on hold and rethinking the actual question.
Oh, got it. Go ahead. What do you think?
You can be confident. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, I'm raising my kid. What's more important than that, right? You stand confident, kill the mockery. You can be humorous and say, you know, yeah, diapers and tantrums. Someone's got to raise legends. What are you doing?
Hey, he said, I'm working on the army over here. What you going to work? You bum? What you just making money, man? I'm building children. Mm-hmm. I love it, David.
I'm building a legacy over here, if you guys don't mind.
Just be confident or be funny, because they can't handle both.
Well, and yeah, I, you know what, as a woman, we communicate differently than men. I think that's, I know it's a general black and white statement, but it's also somewhat true. Like,
no, it's true. We don't
make fun of each other. Like, to us, it's just immature, and dudes are so stupid like that. Oh my God, who just sneezed?
Danny. Uncontrollable.
He's lucky enough to have a wife that puts him in a position to be able to do that, because mm-hmm. if it was the woman staying at home, society wouldn't have as much of a problem with it, and that's half the problem, too.
Well, and that's
what I'm
saying.
This wouldn't be a question.
That's the toxic masculinity. That's what I'm saying. Like, why can't dudes stay home if they're doing... What's the difference? She makes more. They can't afford childcare. They have four kids. I don't blame them. I'm with you guys. Yeah.
None of this is an issue. I don't even know why his friends are really like... Or I don't know why he's taking such offense to his friends making fun of him.
I don't think they have anything in common anymore. That's what I think. I think that he's up mad about growing his friends. I don't know.
Maybe. He's definitely not.
Staying at home is thinning his skin out.
Oh!
They ain't ready for that one, David.
You know what? It wouldn't be shocking that he's losing it and becoming more sensitive being with four kids. I mean, four kids will send you.
Who would
it? This is what we said.
He just needs a guy's night.
David, this is what we were talking about when DZ said, I'd rather go to work. I'm like, hell yeah. You know what? Yeah.
He's not giving it back, bro. He's not giving it back. For real. He's got to give it back.
He's got to get a bigger ladle. He needs a bigger ladle.
He's losing his whole ladle. He's losing his sense of self. Maybe he just needs to go out and have a boys' night, start ribbing, maybe throw some punches with the boys. Who knows?
I've never heard he needs a bigger spoon or a bigger ladle, but I'm going to start using that, David. Thanks for calling today, okay?
Talk to you later, bye.
Wait a minute.
I thought he was funny. He's like, talk to you later, bye. All right, last but not least, Mike is in Hartford. He's a dad of two now. Hi, babe, as your wife calls you. Hi, babe.
How's it going?
All right, so we're talking about friends making fun of him because he's a stay-at-home dad. DZ's like, I don't see the problem.
I really don't.
Listening to the other caller, David. And the text message, David, mm-hmm. and the text message, mm-hmm. There are very, very valid points. His friends could be jealous.
Mm-hmm, for sure, that they have to go to work every day, but they don't realize it's a gift.
Oh, well, but
and staying at home with kids isn't a
It's not a walk in the park, especially with four kids. Like,
no.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen, obviously she's on maternity leave now, but when I get home, she's exhausted.
Dude, she wants to hand off. She
wants a month for a baby that's a month old. And I'm totally okay with it. Like, I'll come home and, you know, clean up and then take the baby so she can relax and do whatever. I don't care.
What's that like when you have a husband come home and take the baby? What's that like?
Ask Kathleen.
that's
what I think it is. I think it's jealousy. And if he has a night out with the boys and they start ripping on him, he'll, you know, with the four kids, he'll just come back with, I know you are, but what am I? I know I am, but what are you? You know, like he's losing his... He's losing his
cojones.
Older comebacks. there you go.
Yeah, he's not as quick-witted, and he's more. He really is getting maybe a little more sensitive. Going, no, I'm not. No, you are. I don't know.
It's a possibility.
Hey,
but
not wrong.
I honestly do think it is a part of jealousy.
I agree with you, that they don't get it, and they think it's a walk in the park when it's not. Danielle in Mayville texted in, and she said, my brother stays at home with the kids, but it's a hard job for a dad with a lot of patience, and he works on the landscaping all day. Girl, that's how you get out of the house and get away from him. Go play. I'll do yard work over here. She said, stay-at-home dads crush it. Don't knock it till you've tried it. Nice.
I swear, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all know my guy, Target Angelo. Before he was Target Angelo, he was stay-at-home. Home dad Angelo running the game, bro. I know he did want to return back to work, but honestly, he loved being able to be home with his child. And our jobs give us this grace that we can be home with our children. Mm-hmm. When you love your kids and you want to be with them, being a stay-at-home parent is not bothersome. Mm-hmm. And if it really doesn't bother you and you don't care what anybody thinks, you wouldn't have had an issue with your homies ribbing you this bad.
Mm-hmm. Ebony texted in and said, nothing wrong with it. If we can be stay-at-home moms, then men can too. Is that DZ I hear? Hell yeah. Ebony, he's been on all
week. What would DZ do? He's back, baby.
Ebony, we talked to you the other day,
Come on. Did she forget? Yeah, we start with what would DZ do, and then we go from there and see how long he can last. All right, Mike, thanks for calling.
Yep, no problem. Have a good one.
You too.
You too, babe.
So we've decided just enough already. I don't want to say man up, because then I'm feeding into the stereotypes, but I want to say...
I'll say it. Hey, my boy, man up.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and he's back. DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. So, DZ, how are we doing? People keep texting in. They're happy to hear you back. You started back this week just on what would DZ do. And a little bit of Am I the Jerk, and we're just feeling it out to see how it's going. So how are you doing today? We're checking in. What's going on after your knee surgery, man?
Feeling it out, yeah. Week three after my osteochondral allograft. My doctor, Lisa Sienkiewicz, doesn't want me to say that it's a partial knee transplant, but it's kind of what it is.
Oh, she doesn't? Why?
She was like, no, not technically. And I was like, then technically, what is it? And she said, it's a transplant because it's an allograft. And then it's an osteo because it's a bone, chondral because it's cartilage, and then it's a bone and cartilage transplant. Oh. I was like, okay, so a partial knee transplant? It's just like, well. I was like, I'm trying to explain it to folks that have no idea what doctor stuff is, doc. Mm-hmm. You get it. You know it.
Seriously. And, that's why they're doctors. They think weird. They don't think like us, our brains. They have math and science brains, and they're on another planet, you know?
So is it exactly a partial transplant? No, but I did have a transplant from a donor knee put into my knee because I had a bone and cartilage defect, cyst, and bone degeneration, bone on bone grinding, and I'm not trying to gross nobody out, but yeah, it came from years of some high impact sports, and I was in a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. And the comparison of pain that I'm in now is no comparison. This is a healing pain. I am uncomfortable. This is a long road ahead.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the pain that I was in before was an endless pain.
Yeah.
That had only the road beginning.
That's
you feel
crazy.
Me?
I can't believe you were constantly in pain all of the time. For how long did that go on that you just left it?
Over years? A year where I was in constant pain, where it was nonstop, no matter what, rolling around in pain in bed.
No 31-year-old.
Basically crying, trying to get to sleep.
No. No 31-year-old should feel like that. That's crazy. And so I'm glad that you went and got, you know, finally got answers and figured out what the pain was from.
The breakdown is, though, man, it had been a long time coming. And given the year we had just had, I did not have the ability to take care of that. We were taking care of so many other things. We had way too many bigger fish to fry, and my knee was the least of my concerns. Mm-hmm. When I finally was able to take care of it, I said, okay, it's been waiting and putting off long enough. I got to do it. You know, I got to suck it up, and I got to go check it out, and I got to hear the unfortunate news because I know something is actually severely wrong with my body.
So how long are you gone for? We don't really know. We're playing it out, but when do you go back to the doctor again?
I go back to the doctor July 1st.
Okay.
See where we're at.
Oh, yeah. Today's the 18th because tomorrow's Juneteenth. We'll be off tomorrow for Juneteenth. So, sorry, guys. We'll be back on Friday. But I was curious about that because technically, okay, so we're not far. 10 days, 12 days till your next appointment. Yep. And summer flies by.
July 1st. Is my 6-week mark out of surgery. So at 6 weeks, I'm knocking on wood because it's probably not going to be my clearance to drive.
Yeah.
But in fingers crossed that it's going to be my clearance to be back maybe in studio. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, when can you drive again? Or that's not till like
I'm probably months. Not going to be driving until, August.
Until August, okay.
Hopefully.
That's really not that. I mean, it's far, but the way summer flies by, I don't think it's going to feel like that long. Look at June. We're already halfway through June, dude.
Well, truth is, I got to be driving by August, September, just because then, you know, the boys are back to it. Sammy's going to school. Danny's got to go to daycare. My wife's going back to work, and I got to be back at it. So I'm trying to rehab and really do what I can on the front end to make sure I'm good on the back end so that I'm not delaying my process. I've had some things.
Yeah.
A stranger walking into my house delayed me a little bit. I ain't going to lie to y'all because I put way too much weight on my body when I shouldn't have, but I was in different mode at that time. Inside of my house.
We've talked about this on the air, but you have to tell that on the air this week. You said you weren't ready to talk about it yet. Are we almost there? Are we ready to talk about it?
I'm down to talk about it. I mean, whenever.
Okay. Say less.
I'm thinking about it daily, constantly, regardless. It's just, I don't exactly know all of what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, whenever you want to tell the story, we are here for it. Let me tell you, because I saw it on Instagram, and then I was like, I have more questions.
Ask away, bro. But obviously not right now.
We got Am I the Jerk. But I did have questions like, why was a random person in your house? How did that happen? What was she trying to rob you? Was it an accident? I had 1,000 questions for you. So we are going to talk about it on the show. We will when we have time. So look,
hey, whenever you're ready, because I am. I mean, that's the only way to get through things. Just talk
you
about
it. You literally said, I swear to you, I'm not making things up. The other day, you were like, I'm getting there. I'm like, okay, we're there. Yes, I've been waiting for you to tell the story, dude. So it's go time, DZ. If you want to tell it after Am I the Jerk, I would love it. If not, we'll try to do it on Friday or Monday. How's that sound?
We'll check in. I mean, yeah, we'll see how I feel after this. I'm honestly
maybe not.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I'm reaching my threshold, so we'll see how I feel after.
I know. I don't want you to push it. All right, let's get into Am I the Jerk, and then we have tickets to see Benson Boone at Summerfest.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for blaming her kids for the couch stain, DZ.
It's probably their fault. What do you mean? Jerk. No, not the jerk. It is their fault.
She doesn't know, though. She's not sure who made the couch stain. So hear her out. Hear her out. She's blaming people and doesn't have the answers. So she said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for blaming my kids for the couch stain? My kids are 13 and 15. We're living room eaters. We only sit at the table on holidays and special occasions like birthdays. I got home from work yesterday and sat down to eat my dinner. They were up in their rooms, which was fine with me because I could watch my show. When I got up, I noticed there was a big stain on the couch. I immediately called my kids down and gave them the whole couches aren't cheap lecture, and they both denied they had anything to do with it. I got over my rant, then processed a little, and to be honest, I'm not sure who made the stain. It could have been me for all I know. So I thought about it afterwards. Am I the jerk for blaming my kids for the couch stain? Dirty Diana is what I named her.
I love it. Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana. So is she the jerk for blaming her kids for the couch stain? Because she doesn't really know who made the stain on the couch, but she sure did jump up and blame them. What do you think,
I'm trying not to be judgmental.
No, do it. Come on.
But how do you not know what stain was made when?
Well, I will say on my couch, because I got one of these couches that's kind of like freckled almost, or you know what I mean? So that it has a weird...
The pattern. It hides things.
It's even though it's cream, it hides things when you spill on it.
Got it.
So every now and then I'll see a new stain. I'll go, Where'd that come from? Because it was speckled in with the pattern, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then I go, did I do that? Did they do that?
Okay. Because
that's my theory on how you don't know.
I'm thinking I'm a meticulous eater. I'm a meticulous drinker. Us as a family, we generally choose to eat or drink in the kitchen or in our dining room. It's an eat-in kitchen. So we got our table in the kitchen, right? Whatever. Our dining room is there. When we eat on the couch, when we eat anywhere else, it's more out of necessity or out of ease. If I'm home with the boys by myself and I'm like, bro, I'm not wrangling y'all around right now. We could just eat in the living room. Y'all could watch TV and keep the attention span there, right?
Yeah.
I still watch them like a hawk, bro. So if they're dropping ketchup, I'm like, ooh, you did that new stain. When they spill the milk, I know where the milk came from. And maybe I'm watching my children more than others. I'm not necessarily like helicoptering and trying to avoid it because it's going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
But I feel like I watch and I watch myself. It comes from me. I watch myself when I eat because I've been a messy eater for, you know, a good portion of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elizabeth from Wauwatosa texted in and said, why are we eating on the couch if we don't want to stain the couch? Jerk. Who's judging? Elizabeth, let us live. I'm a couch eater. Screw y'all.
I'm not a couch eater, so I fully understand.
I was a table eater when they were little, so I could keep them in their high chairs and keep everything corralled. But as you get older,
that stops eventually.
You start cooking for yourself. You know, I mean, I don't have a 13 and 15 year old. I have 11 and 13, but they make their own pasta.
You're not far off.
They disappear. Like, I don't see them. They go to their room with their thing of spaghetti, and I'm like, good talk.
Good, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. I mean, who knows? I understand, though, why, you know, eating at the table is good family time. She wants to know if she's the jerk for blaming the kids for the couch stain. She doesn't know where it came from. So, wait, do you say jerk or not the jerk, DZ?
Yeah, I got to say jerk, because if you don't know where the stain came from, you can't point blame when everybody does it. It's one thing if Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and everybody other bear didn't eat at the couch. If it was only the kids that ate on the couch, it was definitely them. I don't care which one of them. They're both to blame. And they're both getting their pay doctor or whatever you're doing with the allowance.
You know what? You're right. Yep.
But if everybody was sitting at that couch at any given moment, and if any given Sunday, it could have been you.
Forget it. Yep.
Forget about it.
Okay. 414-533-1037. Jennifer and Racine texted in because you can text or call to either of these. She said, as a mom, I want to say not the jerk, but I'm trying to change. So I'm going to say jerk, especially when she doesn't know. I'm trying to change.
She says, I'm trying to change my ways.
I'm trying to be a better mom and eat at the table. Whatever. All right, hold on.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So DZ and I are both back. DZ's back. A little bit here and there. DZ, hello. Good morning.
Wepa. Good morning, buenos dias.
We're talking about, is she the jerk for blaming her kids for the couch stain when she really doesn't even have any clue where the stain came from? She just jumped.
My bad. I was laughing and adjusting my leg at the same time. That sounded weird.
She jumped to conclusions and she blamed the kids and she really doesn't know where it came from. Matt's in Milwaukee. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You going jerk or not the jerk today for blaming the kids for the couch stain?
Not the jerk.
Flat out. What? Go on.
My ex-wife still to this day thinks that my then 3-year-old daughter let her childhood cat out of the house. It was me, like hours prior, and the thing took off. It was gone immediately into a golf course. So I waited until she got home, and then when she got home, we were just doing our thing, and then I waited. My daughter went in the other room, and I walked outside, and I was like, oh my God, she just let the cat out. So, you know.
Wait, that was you who did it, bro. Don't start lying now. Yeah, you blame the kid.
She's only 3 years old. She's not going to yell at a 3-year-old.
That's why he says not the jerk.
Yeah, blame the kid.
Oh, God.
So you're saying not the jerk because screw it. They're kids anyway, and the kids are going to make the mistakes.
Yeah, you can't yell at a kid, not 3-year-old.
I knew I liked you, Matt.
Mike, why'd you... I said Mike. Matt, why'd you set us up like this, bro? Why? He came and said, listen, my ex-wife to this day, until right now on Ali and DZ, thinks that our kid was the one that...
Honestly, blame the kids. He said, bleep them kids. All right, Matt, thanks for calling.
I can't disagree with the logic.
Yeah, no problem.
I can't either. Thank you, man. I said, I love it. Matt, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. All right, Maria.
He was so low-key. You see, he was so dry humor. That's my kind of guy right there, man.
He wasn't wrong. I mean, seriously.
I just didn't think that's what he was going to say because his voice was so, you know, just kind of monotonous, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, it turns out that Maria's in Greendale, and I don't think she's going to agree with him. Hi, Maria. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying in my car right now because of Matt. He doesn't know, but she knew the whole time that's what led to the divorce.
Oh, plot twist. Uno reverse on them, boys. Man, Maria.
It's getting good on this show today. Now we're talking.
And I still can't disagree.
This is why I'm going the jerk, right?
Oh, God. Right.
As parents, we have to offer, like, that bowing out. I think it's important to, we expect our kids to apologize when they're wrong. And I think it's important to teach them that, too. So I think especially at 13 and 15, she could turn around to them and say, hey, sorry, guys. Turns out I think I might have done this, and Mom, sorry. And then if you're going to be couch eaters, I'm not judging you. We eat on the couch sometimes.
Amen, but sister.
Right.
Resolve goes a long way, and then nobody's getting yelled at.
True.
And then who knows? The next time, maybe whoever does do the stain is going to own up to it and be like, hey, Mom, I just slung some barbecue sauce on the couch. I'm sorry.
Well, I also hold on though, Maria and DZ. I tell my kids, you cannot eat sloppy stuff on the couch. You can only eat stuff that doesn't spill is my theory, in fairness.
Oh, there's rules to couch eating?
Oh, yeah.
My kids to eat at the table, and they still smuggle everything else to the other room. So I'm just in a losing fight over here.
Thank you. I can relate to that too, Maria, where I'm like, who ate on the couch? And they're like, not me. And there's an apple core flying everywhere. I'm like, give me a break.
Oh, Allie, you don't remember the apple you ate?
Revert back to plastic on the couch.
Girl.
Granny's house. Get out of Granny's house. Don't take us there.
Now we know why Grandma always covered the couch.
Oh, God. Honestly.
All right, Maria. Maria says jerk. Fine. Thank you for calling, Maria.
Bye.
All right. Bye. We appreciate you.
Last but not least, we've got the tiebreaker today. She wrote into the show, Dirty Diana. She wants to know if she's the jerk for blaming her kids for the couch stain. She really doesn't have a clue where it came from. She just jumped to conclusions, yelled at them, and then went, I'm not sure if they did that or not. Luciano in Milwaukee, good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You haven't met DZ yet because you won Summerfest tickets and he was gone. So now you officially get to meet him, Luciano.
I'm his plus one, though. I'm going with him.
Nope,
I'm his plus one. Oh, he doesn't know it yet, though.
The guy can't even walk. You're picking the wrong guy. Pick me.
Luciano's pushing me in the wheelchair. Thank you. My guy. Yes, sir.
Get out of the way, Luciano. I'm the wheelchair pusher. Okay, Luciano, the only thing you're doing on this show is you're the tiebreaker today. Are we the jerk or not the jerk? She wants to know if she blamed her kids for the couch stain. What do you think, Luciano?
We're not the jerk.
Woo! Whoa. Hey, yo. All right. Okay. Why? Explain yourself, though.
Because, look, so my fiance, she has two nephews, and we have a kid ourselves. Mm-hmm. They come over every Wednesday, and they eat on the couch mm-hmm. because they don't like eating mm-hmm. on the dining room table. And I kid you not, every time they get done eating, there's food everywhere, juice spilled all over the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I have leather couches, though. Leather
fair.
They don't. You wipe it right off. You wipe. I have a cheap fake leather one that we just wipe things off of. It's great, man. I love it. I'm with you on that. Yeah. It's not comfy.
So, for that reason, I say not the jerk.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Luciano and DZ, I have something to tell you both.
What?
I am Dirty Diana. What up now? I am the one who blamed my children for the couch stain, and I don't know where it came from. Yeah, you heard me. But I wanted to see. I'm tired of telling you guys it's me at the beginning because it changes the answer, so I'm not telling you till the end. She is me.
I'm the jerk.
Forget you, Luciano. I'm hanging up on you now. Bye.
My God.
Love you.
Hit me up about that scooter, bro.
He said bye.
Thanks, man. Let me know about the scooter.
Forget y'all. I hung up on him now. See, you guys are having a good time without me. I hung up on him.
No, bro. That's too funny,
no,
man.
No, Luciano.
That is
hysterical.
Too funny. You know it wouldn't have changed my answer.
It wouldn't have, but I truly am. I was eating on the couch, you guys. No joke. And I looked down and I was like, wait, where'd that come from? And I was like,
where the hell?
And I yelled at them. I jumped to conclusions and then I stopped and processed and I went, hell, I could have done that. I don't even know where it came from.
Depending on the spot, it could have been any one of us.
Because I have the speckled cream couch, DZ, that gets stained, and you don't know until later.
And when you don't know.
You don't know.
Listen, our couch is a navy blue fabric, mm-hmm. so anything that you put on it is automatically going to reflect back. So, needless to say, we got to get a new couch soon enough. It's just one of them things that with littles, it's useless. Your kids are a little bit older, though.
I waited.
You can embody a little more structure and be like, all right, certain things, nah. I didn't really realize there was rules to the couch eating game because we try to eat on, in the kitchen, in the dining room.
You're smart for that, especially with the kids at those ages, because think about it. I just bought that new couch for us a year or two ago, and they were, the boys were 10 and 12 before I invested in a couch. I actually wanted to, I refused to buy furniture before that. So I'm with you. Yep. I got you, dude. You know, I understand.
It works itself.
Not
obviously.
The
That's
jerk.
Funny.
Allie, aka Dirty Diana, is not the jerk. If you can see me, I'm dancing in the studio.
Me too. Hey.
103.7 Kiss FM. I keep breaking something at my house and I don't know what is wrong with me. I swear this is not supposed to be the show of Allie's house issues because DZ and I just talked about on Am I the Jerk how have these couch stains. I didn't know where they came from with my kids and eating on the couch. But I have to go off about this. In my house, we have now broken two times. Twice, you guys. You know the Brita water pitchers, you know, that you put in the fridge? Do you guys have one of those? I don't know. I have one of those, and I have broken two of them in the past like 6 months. I don't know what's going on, and I'm talking full on. It gets dropped, and those things are like plastic. So as soon as it drops, they always break off. The lid cracks off, and it's always something I can't fix. It's something where the plastic is broken, and now it doesn't function anymore. So the first time it got broken, I got annoyed, and I went, you know what? Things happen. It fell on the ground when one of us was filling it up. I'll get a new Brita water pitcher, because they're like $30. I'm like, fine. Happened again the other day, and I lost it. And Owen's like, what? And he tried to put it back in the fridge like it wasn't broken. I go, Owen, just tell me it's broken so I can go get another. So I went and got another Brita water pitcher with the filter yesterday. And I was like, why can we not stop breaking these? Is there something in your house that you break no matter what you do? I don't know what it is. It's like we're doomed. 414-533-1037. I'm like, nobody on earth is breaking this many water pitchers. Nobody's dropping them like me and having to go buy new water. There's no way. Am I keeping them in business? And I also couldn't think of anything else in my house that we have broken this much repeatedly where I went, what are we just not supposed to have these things? Like I said, call me 414-533-1037. Or, you know, you can always send us a text. That works for the text line too. 414-533-1037. We'll talk about it next. Something you keep breaking. You don't know why. Maybe you do know why. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. All I know is if I have to invest in a third pitcher, I'm going to lose it. It's unbelievable. I don't know if they just slip out of our hands. I don't know what's going on. Oh, whoever texted in their phone screen, I can relate to that so much. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I'm talking about how I can't stop breaking these Brita water pitchers. I have no reason. There's no rhyme. I just know we've broken two in our house in the past 6 months, and I've had to go buy new ones. They've either gotten dropped and broken, and it's a nightmare. So whoever texted in my phone screen, that's what you break all the time. I feel you on that one too. Katie Ann from Lake Geneva said glass cups. My son, her son's playing at Summerfest, glass cups. Oh, I thought she was saying she was breaking glass cups. Sorry, Katie Ann, I just saw that. That was not in the order I was looking for. Somebody else texted in and said, for me, it's Keurigs. Oh, interesting. My Keurig coffee maker broke. It was a birthday gift, and I really enjoyed it, and decided not to work anymore. Keurigs are expensive, though, unless you get the single cup. Let me go to Ariana in Waukesha. Hi, Ariana. How are you?
Doing good.
Girl, I don't know what is going on with me in these pictures, okay?
I get it.
You do? Why? Talk to me. Help. You break these things?
I have the little individual ones. It was the old ones. They constantly kept breaking to where I kept pieces so I could piece them together.
Brita water pitchers?
Not the water pitcher, but they have like individual ones.
Oh,
like a cup and stuff.
Oh, yes. Are you talking about the water bottles that have a filter in them?
Yes.
Amazing. Yes. I see them all the time, and I'm like, well, that's a new step. Okay, so you would get the individual water bottle with a filter, and they kept breaking? For real?
Yes, the old ones.
They must have fixed it.
6 years or more ago. And since then, they've come where they're softer on the outside, so they don't break as easily, which, thank you.
They actually fixed it. Well, because they probably kept going, man, people are buying these. Oh, no, wait, they're breaking them. Having to buy another one. Our bad. Whoopsie. Girl. Okay, well, good to know. And I'm glad they fixed that problem. So, awesome. All right, I don't know. I'm sick. I'm not buying another one, but I need filtered water. So I'm at a loss right now. That's all I know.
I get you.
You know. Ariana, thanks for calling, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, have a good one.
You too. Right. Anna in Milwaukee said it's sunglasses she's constantly breaking. Yeah, that can be an issue. I got to the place where I started buying so many sunglasses. Now I have too many because I'm always worried about them breaking and they're just stacking up in my console in my car. Kendall texted into the show, said, hey, it's Kendall. I break a lot of things, but always if I hold something glass, it definitely breaks. Like, you're doomed, Kendall, no matter what you do. I see this text says, hey, Allie, not something that I've broken, but you broke my heart. Wait. Let me read this. Hold on. It says, Allie, you broke my heart. I can't stop thinking about it. Oh, they had a dream. You had a dream last night that I quit the show. It says, I had a dream last night that you quit the show and I can't stop thinking about it. Now it's like a real thing. Girl, please do not drop that bombshell on us. I have no plan to leave the show. So I'm sorry I broke your heart and I'll try not to do it again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I'm so sorry about that. So DZ was back for What Would DZ Do, which was nice, and Am I the Jerk? And we'll talk to him again on Friday and hopefully hear that story about why somebody was in his house unexpectedly. It was crazy. So I do want to talk to you guys, though, about my experience last night going out to eat with my kids, because I'd had a really, really long day. A lot of work stuff back to back, and ended it finally at the gym with my trainer, and I was just done. It was hot yesterday. It was 91 degrees, you guys. So when I finally got home, I said to Owen and Hudson, my 11 and 13 year old, I said, you guys want to go out to eat? They were like, yeah. You know, when kids start celebrating. So they were like, where are we going? I was like, well, I couldn't decide what I wanted. I was like, do I want a local spot? Do I want fast food? Do I want a sit down chain? What kind of vibe am I in for? You know, what kind of food do I want? Well, I decided I wanted a steak. So I said, we're going to Texas Roadhouse. And where I'm going with this is they start cheering. I haven't been to Texas Roadhouse in forever, but I know that their rolls are to die for. I haven't had them in years because I lost 150 pounds, so I don't eat bread anymore. Haven't eaten bread since 2018. Thank you very much. However, that being said, I watched Owen and Hudson destroy these rolls to the point where I felt bad for the waitress. You know, when you're eating them so quickly, she's like, and I'm like, can we have more rolls? She's like, sure, I'll just keep them coming. I said, keep them coming until they're exhausted because they will tire out on the rolls. They're not going to eat their meal, but they're going to tire out on the rolls. And that's exactly what happened. But what I thought was funny about the whole thing is Texas Roadhouse is one of those places, those restaurants, where all I have to say to you is the rolls. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you go for the rolls. And there's other restaurants where I can say one thing and you know exactly where I'm talking about. Like, if I say salad and breadsticks, like, you probably might know I'm talking about Olive Garden, right? Like, what are things you can say about specific businesses where you just know what somebody's talking about? You don't even have a question in your mind for, oh, I got one, a Frosty. You know where I'm going if I say I'm going to get a Frosty. You know exactly where I'm headed. I feel like this is some of the best branding on accident by some of these restaurants, because if I say I want to go get salad and breadsticks, it's Olive Garden. If I want to go get rolls and the awesome cinnamon butter, Texas Roadhouse. I want a Frosty? You know I'm going to Wendy's. What is a restaurant and something you can say that doesn't say the name of the restaurant where you know exactly what people are talking about? Seriously, this is what I want to talk to you guys about next. 414-533-1037. One line and everybody knows exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so I'm talking about last night on Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM, how last night Owen Hudson and I, my kids, went out to dinner because I just wasn't in the mood to cook. And I'm really never in the mood to cook, but nobody asked, okay? So anyway, we went to Texas Roadhouse and I was joking about how you can say one thing and you know what I'm talking about. If I talk about the rolls, you know it's Texas Roadhouse. If I say breadsticks and salad, you know I'm going to Olive Garden. If I say I'm getting a Frosty, I'm going to Wendy's. What are restaurants or places where you can get food where you say one thing and you know exactly what I'm talking about? I'm going to start with Carl from Indy this morning, who listens on the Odyssey app when he's actually in Indy. Hi, Carl. Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. All right, Carl. What place can you just say something and you know exactly where you're talking about? I don't even have to say the restaurant. I could just say what I'm going to get.
Pancakes. And normally when I eat pancakes, I love them, but they just fill me up and sometimes I get a heartburn, but that's okay.
Carl, heartburn. So are you going for IHOP? Is that where we're going with this one?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I was actually recently at IHOP in New Berlin not too long ago.
People don't realize there's one over there off of Moreland and 43 right by the Ridge Marcus Theaters. Yeah, there is an IHOP, a newer one over there. Yep.
Yeah.
I walked out of the one right off of the other side of Moreland and 94, the one right off the freeway by Brookfield Square. We went in there one time. I don't know why I'm telling you this story, Carl, but we went in there and nobody greeted us for like 20 minutes. So me and my kids finally left. They set us at a table and nobody said another word. So we went to the other IHOP in New Berlin, the one you're talking about, had great service. So that's my story for you. But if you say pancakes, I know IHOP. I got you, Carl. I got you. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. I got to get to the next Carl. We'll talk to you. The next caller. I'll talk to you later, Carl.
All right. Love you.
Love you more. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Another, Carl's not a regular. He just calls all the time. But Saucy's on the phone. Hey, Saucy Sandra.
Hey there. Hey, I'm not a Carl. I'm a Sandra.
I'm so tired. Put me away. We're just starting summer and I can't even talk anymore. I tell you what.
Yeah, it's all good.
So seriously, Saucy, what's a place where you can say something and you know exactly what they're talking about? A restaurant. You don't need the name.
Panza.
Wait, and what is that? You told me this off the air. What is that?
Oh my gosh.
No clue.
Panza. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Tell me.
Jimmy's Grotto.
Is this still open or? Yeah, Jimmy's Grotto.
I've
never been there. This is in Waukesha. I'm looking at it online right now. I've never been there.
Yeah, their cheese is
so good. It has to have something in it that makes it coming back.
And what do you guys call? Oh, panza. That's what it's called. And that's how you know you're going to Jimmy's Grotto, huh?
Oh,
that's
yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. It looks I like need a panza.
Oh, my gosh. It's got one of these green awnings that's old school. It looks like my kind of place. Now we're talking.
Oh,
see?
It's great.
Girl,
it's
I love these great. Small little hometown. Oh, yes. I'm in. Say less.
All yeah. Right.
I'll pick you up. We'll go to Jimmy's Grotto later. Bye, Saucy.
Sounds great. Lunchtime. Much love.
Much love. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so funny. All right. So you can keep texting in. I'm reading them now. Antonia in Vegas. She said, what? Yum. Red. Oh, yum. Like Red Robin. I see. Oh, Heather from Big Bend, she understood the assignment. Heather, you totally got this because Heather texted in one thing, Cheddar Bay biscuits. Now, that's what I was talking about right there. You understood the assignment. Thank you, Heather. That's exactly what I meant by that. I'm reading all of these. Good morning. One is I'm going to get a blizzard. Yep, Dairy Queen. I would know immediately if you said blizzard. Or a butter burger. That's a good one. If I say I'm going to get a butter burger, you know that I'm going to Culver's. Oh, now I see more people wrote in. Southside Sean said Cheddar Bay biscuits. Gina and Racine said Cheddar Bay biscuits. Stacy and Sheboygan, shout out to you for saying the Whopper. You know what? Good call on that. I would know you were going to Burger King for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So, okay. Oh, bottomless fries. That's a Red Robin pun. Okay. You guys, I love these. I could keep going. I wish I didn't have to give away Summerfest tickets because I could keep reading all of these. Lily in Milwaukee, you know what? You texted in the ice cream machine is down. Stop it. I'm moving on. I'm not going to say anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.